snow adorns the Manhattan skyline. The Statue of Liberty. Text, Hallmark Channel presents Check Into Christmas, a hybrid production. Credits, Rachel Boston, Wes Brown, Richard Karn, Christopher Cousins. Giant Christmas balls stand in a fountain outside Rockefeller Center. Sign, Evans, and Donner, LLP.
Morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
A woman smiles as she enters an office. Directed by Sam Irvin. She steps into a festively decorated meeting room.
Did I miss it?
No, Blake's running late.
Oh, good. I was up late working on the Nelson account, and then getting across town today took forever. Is it just me, or does the population of the city multiply by the second?
Okay.
Take a deep breath. Relax.
You're not late.
And I brought donuts. You are the best.
Okay. I just want to say, whatever it is that the partners decide, I think you're an amazing lawyer, and I just love working with you.
Melissa, I feel the exact same way about you, and I wish they could promote both of us to senior associate.
I know. On the bright side, I am glad they gave us this time off. I think this is going to be the first time since law school that I've had a real Christmas vacation.
Are you heading to your family's room?
I am.
Colorado, right?
Flying out on the 15th.
That sounds fun and relaxing.
I wish. My dad's going to put me to work at the inn and then volunteer our family for every event at the Christmas celebration.
Oh, Christmas celebration.
It's a festival Crestridge throws every year with tons of events the entire month of December.
That actually sounds fun.
That's one way to put it.
You don't sound excited at all.
No, I am. I really am. It was just more fun when I was a kid, but it will be great to see my family. Normally they're visiting me since I'm always working, so I know they're really excited. How about you? Are you going anywhere?
Oh, no, I'm knee-deep in paperwork on the Riverview Estates acquisition. Deadline's early January, so I should work through the holidays.
So you're not taking any time off?
No, too much to do.
She frowns.
Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
How's the Nelson case going?
We were unable to secure zoning variance in Cape Cod, so we're currently looking for other property.
It happens.
Donut?
What's the Christmas season for not to load up on sugar and carbs? I call you both in this morning to give you an update on the senior associate position. You're both excellent attorneys and incredibly smart and capable. We're lucky to have such a hard decision. Unfortunately, Thompson is tied up with the Keller case, and we can't move forward until he's back in the office. As soon as we're able to have our partners meeting, we'll let you know who we are promoting. It certainly happened before the end of the year because we need everybody on hand for the new chain store account in January. I'll let you know as soon as we know.
Thank you so much, Blake. We know it's a difficult process.
That it is.
I was planning to go to Colorado for Christmas to see my family, but if you think it's better for me to stay here...
Oh, no, don't be ridiculous. You earned that time off. Enjoy. I'll be in touch. Oops. I better take this. Excuse me.
Okay.
They exchange glances.
Well, no news is better than bad news.
It's true, but I would have loved to have known before the holiday. Maybe I should stay.
No, you said it yourself. Your family is so excited about your homecoming.
Yeah, they are.
You'll be fine. Have a great time in Crestwood.
She leaves.
It's Crestridge.
A plane takes off. Sign, John F. Kennedy International Airport. Sign, Denver International Airport. A train winds through a snowy mountain range. Snow blankets a town nestled in the mountains. The train stops. A man wearing a Santa hat helps Julia down the train steps.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
She smiles as she strolls the platform.
Passengers continue on to roll as this train departs at 3 p.m.
She stops to look at an illustrated map of Crestridge and places her hand on a drawing of Crawley Inn. A man approaches and studies the map.
What are you doing? Map's right.
Excuse me?
The map is right. You're here. See? You are here.
He holds a laptop case.
But your laptop almost wasn't.
Oh, so my goodness.
You left it on the train.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Lexi!
The women hug.
Why were you talking to Ryan Mason?
That was Ryan Mason. I thought he looked familiar. Yeah.
Mom's factored over here.
They walk.
What did he want?
Just to return my computer. I left it on the train.
Was he asking you about my campaign for Christmas Grand Marshal?
No. What do those words mean?
In honor of it being the centennial, they're naming a Grand Marshal the Christmas celebration. Someone who exemplifies the Crestridge Christmas spirit.
His brother Frank and I are the two finalists running. So my little sister could be Christmas Grand Marshal. Now that is fancy.
I had to write an essay.
I will vote for you. Nobody does Christmas like you do.
I thought maybe Ryan was trying to get intel on my campaign.
No, he was just returning this.
Why are you looking at me like that? This is a big deal. It's like high school class president all over again, except this time, Frank's not gonna win.
I see the Mason-Crawley feud has not dissipated.
I can't believe you're here.
Oh, it feels like it's been forever.
Oh, you guys were just in New York this summer.
Forever since you've been here.
Well, it is really nice to be back. Oh, don't let your father hear you say that. He's gonna talk your ear off about why you should move home.
I'm sure. Wow, looks like the Masons have really scaled back on decorating.
Oh, I know. Well, your dad's pleased. He's been monitoring them like a hawk.
They beat us for best decorated business last year.
Yeah. I remember. I got the call. I assume Dad's out for revenge. Oh, that's why he didn't pick you up. He and Grandma are still putting up decorations.
We are going all out on decorations this year.
You go all out on decorations every year. Oh, it's different. This is Crestridge's centennial Christmas celebration. More activities, more contests. Oh, including Crestridge's first Christmas dessert bake-off, which we're hosting, by the way.
Grandma must be so happy.
She has been prepping recipes for months. And I forgot to tell you, they're throwing a huge centennial Christmas dance at the rec hall. That's where they're announcing the Grand Marshal.
What do you get if you win Grand Marshal?
A trophy. And bragging rights for the next 100 years.
Wow, that is pretty epic.
They get in their car. Snow-covered mountains stand beneath a blue sky. Colorful storefronts dot a downtown street. They park outside a large, festively decorated home. Sign, Crawley Inn. Decorated trees fill a large living space. A man gets up from a desk.
Oh, welcome home, honey!
Thank you, Dad!
Look at you.
Gosh.
They hug tightly.
So, what'd you think of the front?
I think it looks great.
I'm worried it's not enough.
I think it's enough.
Julia, let me see my fancy lawyer granddaughter.
Hi.
Beautiful as ever. Has any city boy snapped you up yet?
Nope, not yet.
Slim pickings back in this town.
Mom, we don't need to give Jules more reasons not to live here. Besides, you never know when she'll decide she misses us and move back.
Wow, Dad, you made it a whole half a minute before bringing that up.
Yeah, I did.
I'm actually up for a senior associate at the firm.
Wow, that sounds big.
It is. It's a lot more responsibility, and I would be on a direct track to become a partner.
Then we're rooting for you.
Oh, Dad, we passed by the Mason Inn. Still pretty sparse on the decorations.
That's because it's not their year, it's ours. Did Mom tell you about all the great centennial Christmas celebration activities?
She did. It sounds like a lot.
A lot of fun, I would say. And a lot more ways to show Bill Mason we're the best.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go unpack.
Or you could warm up that arm of yours. The snowball toss is tomorrow.
They still do that?
Yep. And you are a part of it.
I think I would rather just watch.
We'll see. So, who wants to put up Christmas lights?
I can't. I'm setting up bins around town for the toy drive I'm organizing.
I'm gonna go unpack. And I need to finish updating our accounts.
I'm baking.
He stands alone and frowns. Sign, Mason Inn. Campaign buttons with a photo of a man in a Santa hat.
Don't forget to vote Frank Mason for Christmas Grand Marshal. There'll be a voting booth at the Centennial Christmas Celebration. Okay? Mm-hmm. I'll see you there. Have a good day. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you. Wow, this is a lot of lights.
Yes, it is, and I've got some more boxes coming. When the town sees what I have in mind, they're going to be blown away.
I don't know. I hear the bakery's doing something pretty special.
Bakery?
Well, as long as the Crawleys don't win, I'm fine with that. I've said it before and I'll say it again. This whole feud with the Crowleys is absolutely ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous, all right? They started it. We were here first. They may serve breakfast, but we have a better location, right?
I really don't think we need to worry about them. They don't really pose a threat to us. Edgestone Resorts, however, does.
Edgestone Resorts.
Ryan looks down, shakes his head.
On the train, I was reading an interview with their CEO, Kevin Howard. He says that all of their success is owed to them penetrating these overlooked and underdeveloped properties. So what happens when they come in and they set their eyes on Crest Ridge?
Well, they already have. I said no.
Sorry, what?
Edgestone Resorts offered to buy the inn.
His mouth gapes.
When?
I don't know, it was a while back.
Were you not going to tell me?
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't think it mattered, Ryan. I mean, obviously I said no. You know I'm not going to sell this place.
Well, I know that, but as the manager, I would like to know stuff like that. Are you not worried that they're going to go buy another property?
People don't want some big fancy resort hotel in a town like this. That's why they come here, to get away from that. You know, let them have their fancy spa and their overpriced restaurants. Customers like it when they call here and an actual Mason family member takes a reservation.
And I agree, but this industry is changing, and these big resorts, they come in with all kinds of amenities, and they can afford the public relations to market them. So, I don't know, if they manage to get in here, this inn could easily fade in the background.
But Ryan, I know you just came back from this big conference, but I run this inn the way my dad did and the way his dad did, and that's what people want, okay? You of all people know our numbers are great. We're fine.
He shrugs.
For now.
Hey, I thought I heard my oldest son.
Hey, Mom. Didn't want to disturb you.
You disturb me anytime. How was the conference?
Conference was great. Great. We covered a lot of stuff. I think I saw Julia Crawley at the train station, but I'm not sure. I don't know. I barely recognized her.
Wow. I haven't seen her around town in a long time.
Well, there's another vote for Lexi.
Didn't you two used to be friends?
Hardly.
What do you guys think of for dinner?
Well, that's yet to be decided.
Okay. Well, what about Jamie's Diner for takeout?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, usual, all around.
Yeah. Extra mashed potatoes, please.
Got it.
Excellent. Right.
Things never change.
All right, Jamie's up.
Yeah. Pin, Dad, pin.
Thank you.
Wear it.
You look cute in a Santa hat.
The town's lights sparkle at twilight. Sign, Jamie's Diner.
Ryan Mason.
Ryan turns from the counter.
Julia Crawley.
Did you know it was me at the train station?
I was having a hard time placing you.
And I did not know it was you until my sister pointed it out.
Well, to be fair to both of us, it's been a long time.
It has. And we didn't really run in the same social circles.
You were a sophomore as a senior, right?
Yes, much younger than you. I met. You lettered in football, I lettered in debate.
That's right, yeah. I mean, social circles aside, probably wouldn't hung out much, you know, given our dad's situation.
Very true. Thank you again for returning my computer.
Welcome. Where are you coming from?
New York.
New York? Well, do you work there?
I do. I'm an attorney at a corporate law firm.
Look at debate team paying off.
Right?
Wow.
Where are you coming in from?
I was coming in from a business management seminar in Denver.
Nice.
Yeah, I got my MBA a few years ago, so now my dad thinks I'm a glorified bookkeeper.
Well, I'm sure he's very glad to have you around. Where'd you get your MBA?
Chicago.
And you came back here by choice?
I did. I love Crest Ridge, you know. Nice mountain air, friendly faces. Well, your family aside.
So here we go. Here's your order.
Thank you. Do we have extra mashed potatoes?
Yes.
Great.
My dad always gets that, too.
I'm sorry, they have something in common?
Imagine that.
Wow. How long are you in town?
At least through Christmas.
Well, Julia Crawley, I hope I accidentally bump into you again.
I would like that. As long as we can keep our families out of it.
One can dream.
Don't forget this.
She hands him a box.
My family thanks you.
Just a Crawley looking out for a Mason.
She smiles. Sign, Centennial Christmas Celebration.
Candy cane? Hi, Merry Christmas.
Julia weaves through the crowd.
Hi, Mr.
Mrs. Billingsley?
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all.
All right, now we gotta sell this stuff. Yeah.
She stops at a hot chocolate booth.
Oh, it's Christmas. Hi, Julia.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
It's good to see you.
You too. Merry Christmas.
She smiles as Ryan joins her.
Well, well. Look who it is. That's a nice smile.
Are you following me?
This is a very small town. I'm just in line to get some delicious hot chocolate.
So this isn't the accidentally bumping into me on purpose plan?
Would you like it to be?
If you must know, I am smiling because everyone here looks like they're having fun, and I think that is nice.
So happy to see you re-embracing your roots.
Relax, it's a smile and some hot chocolate. I'm not signing up for the snowball toss.
Hello, welcome everyone, welcome! For those of you just joining our festivities, I am Mayor Victoria Johnson, and welcome to the Crest Ridge Centennial Christmas Celebration. Every year, folks flock to our town to participate in our Christmas tradition. And I have to say, today's event is my personal favorite, the snowball toss. In honor of it being our centennial, all the events this year will be bigger and better. So this year's snowball toss won't be an individual competition, it will be a team competition. You'll need four team members to participate.
Oh no.
What?
I can already tell what my dad's thinking.
And the best part is, this year's prize, kindly donated by Kevin Howard. Spa day passes to Edgestone's Resort Hotel over in Mount Marcy. So gather up your teams, sign up is closing soon. Best of luck and Merry Christmas.
Julia looks at Ryan.
That's not good.
What?
That's Kevin Howard. He owns Edgestone Resorts. Pretty sure I know why he's here.
Because he's a fan of our Christmas celebration?
He's put three family inns out of business in the Rockies alone.
Julia! Julia! Julia!
Hey, Dad.
Did you hear?
I did.
Teams.
I think you, Mom, and Lexi are going to make a great team.
We need four. You're on the team.
Dad.
Come on. You played softball. You have the best arm.
I played second base for one season in sixth grade.
It's like riding a bike.
You remember Ryan Mason?
See?
Of course. I assume your father will be entering?
Oh, the whole lot of us.
Well, good luck. May the best family win.
Good luck to you as well.
When you're done getting hot chocolate, we will be over there practicing our snowball toss. Have to find your sister.
Sounds good, Dad.
She grins.
So it's officially on.
It's on.
Should probably take it easy on you.
Absolutely not. If anything, you're going to want me to take it easy on you.
Wow. To think moments ago you weren't even into this. I better go stretch.
I thought you were in line for hot chocolate.
Just want to say hi.
Tim holds a pen as Bill approaches.
So, still signing up after what happened last year, huh?
May I remind you, Bill, that I have beaten you more times at the snowball toss than you have me.
And may I remind you, Tim, that we have won the last 3 years in a row.
Guess we'll have to change that.
Well, hello, my favorite innkeepers.
Hi, Victoria. Is it true I heard that Edgestone is sponsoring the prize this year?
Oh, the CEO offered. Besides, who wouldn't want a free spa day?
Huh. I don't think I like him being here.
Me neither.
So the two of you can agree on something. Who knew?
They exchange glances, then frown.
First round, get as many snowballs through the holes as possible.
First up, Team Mason. Ready, set.
They toss snowballs at a board with holes cut in it number 10, 20, 30, 40. The mayor studies a stopwatch. Another team family tosses snowballs.
Looks like we've got a competition.
Yeah, nice Next stop is Team Crowley.
All right.
Ready, set.
The Crawleys toss snowballs at the board.
Yes!
Crawleys.
Not bad.
We currently have a tie between the Crawleys and the Masons. Why am I not surprised?
To determine the winner, we need one representative from each team to throw one more snowball.
For this portion of the competition, different balls are worth different points.
All right, we choose Julia.
Dad, are you sure?
Yes, you have the best team.
That's a lot of pressure.
So was law school, but you did okay there.
Yeah, that's a little different.
No?
Want to do it?
Okay. Ryan stands next to Julia.
Well, I guess it's just you and me now.
I like the odds.
Odds of you losing?
Huh, you're funny. That was funny.
Yeah.
Julia, you will go first.
Okay.
Go for the most points. It's worth it.
No, go for the big one, then you're sure to get it. Honey, just stay calm.
She clears the 20-point hole.
Tell you what, if I miss this, will you have dinner with me?
No, I want to win this fair and square.
If I make it, will you have dinner with me?
How about you try? You miss, and then nobody has dinner with anyone.
What do you have against dinner? Can't say I didn't try.
Yeah, you did. You tried.
He clears a 50-point hole.
Yes! Mason's family wins.
Oh, Tim, I'm sorry. I guess that makes 4 years in a row, huh?
Lucky shot.
Hey, good game.
It was a good game.
Here, have one of my campaign buttons.
You made buttons?
Just a few to remind everyone in town that I have the most Christmas spirit.
Second to me. Maybe I should have taken that dinner after all.
Maybe you should have, but good game, Crawley.
You too, Mason.
They smile and their glances linger as they shake hands. Outdoor lights illuminate the Crawley Inn.
Yes, and the bake-off will actually be held right here in the lobby. We serve breakfast every morning from 7 to 9. There's a full list of Crestridge Christmas celebration activities in your room. Enjoy your stay.
Thanks.
She sits at the desk.
You're a natural at this.
Well, when you've been working the front desk since you were a kid, it's second nature.
Still, you were always good one-on-one with the guests. Maybe that's why you're a good lawyer. Your clients must love you.
Unfortunately, I don't get to work directly with clients in person these days, but hopefully that will change with the promotion.
Boy, the cookies sure do go fast around here. You know what? I can't wait for everyone to experience Grandma's skills in the bake-off.
Thank you, dear.
Lexi rushes in.
Dad, you guys have to come down the street. It's the Masons. They put up decorations, and it's good. It's really good.
Okay, let's go.
And this year, in order to win best decorated business...
See, what did I tell you?
We put in a whole new row of...
It's not bad.
What do you want to do? Well, I've got to do something.
Oh, we'll do something. Let's get out of here.
We're putting a whole
I'll catch up
new
with you
lighting
in a minute.
System to light up these trees, and this will be completely covered. Bring that.
Wow.
Ryan joins her.
Not too shabby.
Yeah, you like it?
It's beautiful.
A little joint effort between my father and myself. He wanted every square inch covered in lights and... I don't know, some genius put all these beautiful Christmas trees everywhere.
I'm assuming you are that genius.
Thank you for saying so. Appreciate that.
So look, he's starting to listen to your ideas after all.
That's because he wants to win best decorated business.
Have you ever just been straightforward with him and told him you want more responsibility?
He's well aware.
When I decided to go to law school instead of working at the inn, my dad was in denial until I sat him down and I told him that becoming a lawyer was my dream. I wanted to help people and I hoped he would support me.
And did he?
It took some convincing, but I was honest with him, so that helped. Just keep trying. He listened to you about all these Christmas trees.
That's because he wanted to win a Christmas-like competition.
Yes, according to Crawley lore, the Masons have always been quite competitive.
Oh, boy, I would love to hear more of said Crawley lore.
The way my grandma tells it, you guys are entirely responsible for this feud.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Mason Lore paints it a little bit different.
My great-grandfather spent years of backbreaking labor working at the railroad in hopes to one day be able to save enough money to open his own inn in his favorite town. He found the perfect plot of land right by the railroad, and then Samuel Mason, your great-grandpa, swooped in early, bought it out from under him, and opened his own inn.
They stare at each other.
Are you going to say anything?
Yeah. It's a great story.
Thank you.
See, the way I hear it is my great-grandfather won fair and square in that bidding war, and George Crowley just couldn't take it. Got jealous, and he opened up a rival inn just to run our family out of business.
It's somewhere in the middle. Probably lies the truth.
Probably so.
They smile and glance toward the crowd.
Think they'll ever get over it?
Not in the foreseeable future.
Yep.
Nice work, Mason.
She walks away.
Good night, Crowley.
He watches her go. The morning sun shines over the Crowley Inn. Julia lays sleeping.
Julia!
What?
Didn't you hear me calling? Come on, rise and shine, honey. I need your help downstairs.
What time is it?
It's time to get up.
Dad, I worked the front desk last night. Lexi's making breakfast.
Mom and Grandma are doing breakfast. We have something much more exciting. Come on, chop chop! Lexi!
What is going on?
She tosses back the covers. Tim stands outside with a sled.
Wow, Dad.
It may not look like much, but with your help and a couple hours of work, our yard will come alive with bigger, better, and classier Christmas decorations.
Is this because of the Masons' new decorations?
Yes. I was thinking on too small a scale. We need so much more if we're going to compete on the Masons' level.
We don't have time. All the businesses that want to be considered for the contest have to have their final decorations up tonight, so people have time to vote before the end of the celebration.
Piece of cake.
I'm not going to ask you where you got all this stuff in the middle of the night, but I am going to ask if there's any way I don't have to help you put it together.
Come on, Jules. It'll be fun. Ah, beautiful morning air, quality time with my daughters, and best of all, a display that will make jaws drop.
Julia lifts a package.
Okay, so looks like we just place these bows on the boxes, and we have a magical world of presents. Sounds like a plan.
Julia's phone.
You waiting for a call?
Just waiting to hear if the partners have made a decision on who to promote.
When do you find out?
That's the worst part. I don't know.
Well, I hope you get it. I know how hard you have worked.
Thank you.
I've put in 10 years at this firm, so I hope they see what I'm capable of. They gave me this time off, and part of me wonders if it was a test, and I should have stayed in case they needed anything.
And missed this?
No, I'm happy to be home, even if it means waking up insanely early to help Dad build his Christmas paradise.
You have to admit, yesterday was really fun.
It was. I just wish Dad didn't get so heated about the Masons.
You talk like you're not part of the feud.
Because I'm not.
You used to be.
I guess living outside of Crestridge has given me some perspective.
This whole feud, it happened, what, 3 generations ago? I think we should have moved on by now.
What's that? Mm-hmm.
I think it's another reason.
And what would that be?
I saw you blushing yesterday when you were talking to Ryan Mason. I think I sense a crush.
And I think you've been outside too long, and you are not making sense.
Glad to see you guys are working so hard, but I need one of you to get my tape measure. It's on the check-in desk.
Perfect.
I'm fine. Do it myself. Christmas Grand Marshal.
All right, here's your room key. We serve breakfast from 7 to 9 in the morning.
Enjoy your stay.
Thank you. So, how's decorating 2.0 going?
Don't get me started. I'm just looking for Dad's tape measure.
Ah.
She hands her the tape measure. Julia picks up a document.
What's this? Oh, that's nothing, really. Edgestone Resorts wants to buy our inn?
Well, they tried. Your dad firmly said no. He'd never sell.
Should we be concerned they even asked?
No. I mean, look, you've seen things. The inn's doing great, especially this time of year. Well, a lot of people come for the Christmas celebration. I'm sure that Edgestone just wants a piece of Crestridge's Christmas tourist action.
Julia frowns as she reads.
You have nothing to worry about, okay? This inn has been in our family for generations. We're not going anywhere.
Still, I wonder if they're asking anyone else to sell, and
If they do find a property, what would that mean for us?
It wouldn't be good.
Julia studies her.
But it's okay. Crestridge prides itself on small towns, small businesses. Now go. Finish helping your father make his decoration dreams come true.
Julia pats her shoulder, then looks at the paper again before setting it down and walking away. Sandra stares thoughtfully. Bill reads from a book at Mason Inn.
Okay, Ryan. In the song, Frosty the Snowman, what brings Frosty to life?
Dad?
Yes?
I love you.
I love you too.
Why are you asking about Frosty?
Because the day after tomorrow is the Christmas trivia and we need to practice because I do not intend on giving up my winning streak. So, what brings Frosty to life?
He blinks.
A pipe.
No, pipe. No, it's an old silk hat. See, this is where I'm going to practice.
I promise I will brush up my Frosty trivia later, but right now, I'm working on some sketches. I want you to see. I think you're going to like them.
He turns a laptop toward him.
I'm thinking we do some kind of addition to the inn. Maybe a small gym right around here, or we can make this a sauna and spa. What do you think?
Ryan, we just don't need that here, so.
I really think we should consider adding some sort of addition. All of these bigger resorts like Edgestone, they have these amenities to provide to their guests.
Raises his hand to his brow.
I checked our funds. We can do this. I've priced it all out.
The look and feel of this inn is classic. I just think adding on would take away from the aesthetic my grandfather built here.
How would you feel about maybe converting the garage?
Yeah, think about it, okay? But today, the name of the game is Christmas trivia. So on that note, sir, what Christmas-themed Russian ballet premiered in St. Petersburg in 1892?
Points.
Nutcracker.
Ah! Well done, my son. I'm so proud of you. Okay, you still need to practice, though. We're gonna win.
He walks away and Ryan rubs his forehead. Julia drives up as Ryan stands outside peering through a video camera set on a tripod.
Hey.
Pretty brave coming over here.
You nervous somebody's gonna see us talking?
No.
He looks at her.
Should I be?
Maybe. So is this a new hobby?
Taking some land measurements, thinking about putting in a gym.
I once suggested new wallpaper for the guest rooms and my dad looked at me like I was crazy.
No, my dad's the exact same way. I'm going with a new tactic. I'm gonna show in some numbers, some visuals, try to convince him that we need to do something different to compete with the bigger resorts.
Speaking of the bigger resorts, do you want to meet me for a secret cup of hot chocolate? I have something to run by you.
He looks slowly toward the inn.
If I casually bumped into you at the diner in about 10 minutes.
Accidentally.
Maybe.
Sounds good.
He holds his finger to his mouth as she gets back in her car. Ryan reads.
It's the same letter my dad got.
Really?
Yeah. Clearly Edgestone wants to build in Crestridge.
So let's say they do find a property. What would that mean for our family's ends?
It would be terrible. They opened up one in Valley Hill, and their B&B was closed. They opened up two in Campton, and they ran both the inns out of business.
What's so special about Edgestone?
They offer things that we just can't. I mean, they have entire spas, gyms, clothing boutiques, nice restaurants.
So what do we do?
I don't think there's anything we can do other than just make sure that our inns are up to date as much as possible.
Well, there's got to be something more than convincing my dad to get on social media.
I'm not talking social media. I mean up-to-date amenities.
What?
It's a bit interesting how concerned you are about this.
Yeah, this is my family.
No, I know, but don't you work for a big corporate law firm?
Yes, I do. Edgestone isn't our client.
He looks away, then shrugs.
Concern for small town business is just it's an interesting career path. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm sorry. I just wanted more than being stuck in this town.
Is that what you think? I'm stuck here.
That came out wrong. I think you had a lot going for you in high school and after it, and the world at your fingertips, and you made a choice, and you came back to work at the inn.
He looks into her eyes.
I like this town. I care about the people in it.
And you think I don't? Well, thank you for meeting me. I should probably go.
She sets bills on the table. He watches her walk away. Festive lights adorn the Mason Inn. Ryan and Frank play foosball. Bill holds his book.
So, hey, you guys want me to quiz you on some more Christmas trivia?
After the next game. I can't. I actually have to get things ready for the gift basket for the troops event I'm hosting tomorrow. I've been putting things together all week, and we're actually short some volunteers, so if you know of anyone.
Sure. No trivia. Okay.
Bill leaves and Ryan leans toward Frank.
Doesn't Lexi volunteer at the VA? You should invite her.
I'm competing against her. Why would I invite her to my charity event?
Because it's a charity event.
I'm just saying you might be surprised.
I never once saw you try to be friends with Julia while we were growing up. Where's this coming from?
We don't know them all that well, so don't judge too quickly.
Here, I'll think about it.
Lights fizzle outside the inn.
Tim, there are too many lights.
It'll be fine.
Of course, Mrs. Aspinwall. Just let me know if you need anything
Will
else.
Do.
She turns her head toward the sound. She walks down the hallway. She enters a room and moves toward the window. She sets down the guest tray. She parts the curtains to see Ryan throwing snowballs at the window.
What are you doing?
I was knocking.
With snowballs?
Yeah.
She smiles slowly.
Did you want to come down?
It's late.
You can always keep knocking.
I'll be right there.
She opens the door. He stands shivering on the porch.
What are you doing? My whole family's inside.
Yeah. I didn't have your number. So, I wanted to apologize about what happened back at the diner. Probably should have said some of that stuff.
I'm sorry, too.
I forgive you. Are you busy right now?
Like, right now?
Yeah. Are you free? I'm free.
I am. I'm free.
Perfect. I know a great little place we can go. Would you like to?
Okay.
Let's go.
They step from the porch side by side. A man sets two mugs on a counter.
Here's my famous hot chocolate.
Aw, thank you, Eddie.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
This place hasn't changed a bit.
You know, this is the first building in Crestridge.
Wow.
And they actually measured once Eddie's Pub and smack dab in the center.
It's impressive.
I know.
It's a beautiful property, all this old brick.
Yeah, and you should see the rooftop. The view to the lake, it's incredible. I've been telling Eddie he needs to open up a rooftop bar.
You do have a good mind for business.
Wow.
They sit.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I said what I did about you staying here.
Sorry for questioning your concerns.
They both smile gently, holding each other's gaze.
You know, after I got my MBA, I actually worked at a small startup tech company in Chicago. I didn't come right back home.
I did not know that.
I hated the crazy hours and the insane workload, and not to mention the fact I never got to work with an actual person. So after about a year, I decided I'd had enough. But here at the inn, I get to work with guests one-on-one and see that even the small things I do, they matter to people.
I get it. My job right now is mostly law books and paperwork. I'm hoping this promotion I'm up for will lead to more human interaction, but it's also going to mean longer hours and less of a life.
Maybe our great-grandfathers knew how fulfilling it was to help people one-on-one, and that's why they built the inns.
Maybe.
Or maybe it was the end of the First World War and recreational activities were on the rise and they saw the economic potential of a small mountain town vacation spot.
Rolls his eyes.
Yeah, there's that too.
They sip their hot chocolate.
I've actually been thinking a lot about what you said, about how you wish there was more that we could do to keep Edgestone out of Crestridge. I want to do more.
We could write a strongly worded letter telling Edgestone to stay away.
I was thinking more of a keep-out sign.
What about the snowball toss and the person who... Wait a second. That could actually be it.
Right, you should definitely challenge Kevin Howard to a snowball toss.
No, our fathers, their natural competitiveness. What if we could get them to join forces against Edgestone?
Yeah, that could work.
I mean, it's easier said than done. We're talking about a century-long feud here, but...
I mean, if anyone can do it, it's us.
Really?
Yeah. Be great. And you're great, I'm great. Be great together. I mean, we could work great together. That's what I meant.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do? We get our families together, right? We need to help them see how much they have in common.
Well, unless you plan on taking all of them and locking them up in a room against their will, I think that's a tricky idea.
What about trivia night? Everyone's going to be here.
No, way too competitive. That's where they're at their worst.
Right.
Or we could see if they want to volunteer to make gift baskets for the troops tomorrow.
Love it. I'll rally the troops to help the troops.
Let's do it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To making miracles happen.
They sip cocoa. Julia walks past festive outdoor decorations and opens the door of the Crawley Inn. She slips off her coat and turns abruptly.
Hello, sweetie.
Grandma. Hey, what are you doing up?
I was going to ask you the very same thing.
I just went out on a little walk.
In the middle of winter in December?
Well, I can't get nature like this in Manhattan.
Join me for a cup of peppermint tea?
Sure. Thank you.
She sits down as Grandma pours the tea.
Did I ever tell you about your great Aunt Elizabeth?
Just that she lived in California.
She was a lot like you. Ambitious, hard worker. She used to sneak in and out of that very door, too.
Julia smiles.
She sneaked out to go see the man she was in love with. His name was John Mason. When your great-grandfather found out about it, he told her she had to break it off immediately. It was a betrayal to the family.
Did she?
No. She loved him.
So what happened?
She asked him to move away with her, and he said no. He couldn't leave his family or the town. And so he ended it. Broke her heart. She moved away not long after. The last thing I want is for you to have a broken heart.
Holds her hands.
Grandma, this is nothing like that. I live in New York, and I know I can't get attached to anyone here. And you know that I have always wanted to be a partner in a good firm. I will not let anything or anyone jeopardize that.
Good.
But I do think it's time we leave the past behind us.
Oh, that's hard to do. The past doesn't like to let go.
Or maybe we don't like to let go of it. But Christmas is known for its miracles.
Julia joins her family at the breakfast buffet table.
Good morning.
Hey.
Well, look who decided to wake up.
I fell asleep late.
For the record, I saw Dad outside your room this morning with a blowhorn, but I talked him out of it.
And you are the best sister ever. We're just so excited to have you home. We want to spend every minute with you.
Then you should come with me today to make Christmas gift baskets for the troops.
But that's at the Mason Inn.
Yes, it is, and I hear they could use some extra hands.
You know how much I love the cause. But we have Christmas trivia tomorrow. We need to study.
Dad, it's Christmas trivia. How much do you need to study?
Well, I overheard Eddie yesterday in the library asking the librarian about Crestridge Christmas history. I'm thinking it's going to be its own category, so we need to brush up.
Isn't that cheating?
It's not cheating. It's additional information that may or may not be pertinent.
Well, I think making Christmas gift baskets for the troops is a great idea. Julia, I'll join you.
Mom, the Masons are hosting.
So, Christmas is about giving just as much as it is receiving. Doesn't matter who's in charge.
You're right. And I do love making a good gift basket.
Just leaves you, Dad.
I think that I can volunteer some of my time. For the troops.
For the troops.
Julia and Sandra pat his shoulder. Mason in.
How's everyone doing? Do you need anything?
Tim sits next to Bill.
How? How did you do this? How did you get them together?
Well, the hard part's going to be getting your dad to be okay with it.
Uh-huh.
You, put the cookies on the side there actually can fit more in the basket.
I think I know how to put things in a basket.
Here we go.
She grimaces.
Well, let's just give him time. Rome was not built in a day.
Mm-hmm. It's been a century. How much time do they need?
Can I have that deck of cards?
Thank you.
Lexi and Frank work together.
What about them?
Shocked you came.
Well, it's a good idea. I've been organizing a toy drive.
Yeah, I've seen the bins around town. Nice work.
Thank you.
Ryan wrinkles his brow.
What was that?
I think that is what we call hope.
Hope, oh. Looks good on him.
There's always hope.
Tim and Bill load boxes in the back of a van.
Here we go. All right, let's put these boxes in the back. Right there. Yeah, that's good.
They'll appreciate it. The soldiers?
Think so. Did you ever serve?
No. My dad did. World War II.
Yeah, same.
Before he took over the inn.
Yep.
Good man.
Definitely. I hope we're doing them proud.
Tim glances at him, looks at the boxes.
Tomorrow at the trivia?
Just so you know, I've been studying, so you're gonna be in trouble.
Yeah. Just a heads up, I overheard Eddie talk to the librarian about Crestridge Christmas history. I'm thinking it might be a category.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, you know, even playing field.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, because you're going to need it.
Same to you, buddy.
Lights twinkle inside Eddie's pub.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to one of our celebration's most popular events, Christmas Trivia. Yes! Winners, of course, will receive 1 month of free drinks right here at Eddie's Pub.
Oh, boy, that's going to cost you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And now, without further ado, the host of Christmas Trivia for the last 10 years, Pubmaster Eddie. Yay!
Who's ready for Christmas Trivia?
People write on whiteboards while Eddie reads from cards. Julia and Ryan's boards both say White Christmas. The mayor tallies the score on a chalkboard. The Crowleys and the Masons huddle with their teams. The families clap for one another. Tally marks reveal Crowley 8 and Mason 7, then 12 and 11.
Moving on to our big category round. Crestridge Christmas History.
You got this.
She nudges Bill's arm. Tim raises his mug in a chair. Julia and Ryan exchange smiles.
And the winner of this year's Christmas trivia is the Crowley family.
The Masons clap with the crowd. Lexi hugs Julia. Ryan smiles at Julia.
Before you get back to your meals, I have one more announcement. This would actually be my last Christmas celebration here in Crestridge.
What? Oh, no.
I know, but my daughter just had my first grandkid, and I want to retire and move back to Florida and be closer to them.
Oh, congratulations,
that's
Eddie.
That's great.
Yeah.
We are so sorry that you are retiring. Who's going to be taking over the pub?
Actually, I decided to sell the place. The entire strip of businesses, in fact.
Sell it?
Yeah. Edgestone Resorts made me a great offer.
You've
Edgestone Resorts.
Marge stop?
Ryan tilts his head. They step outside.
This is bad.
Very bad. They could run my family out of business.
Mine too.
So we need to do something, and fast.
We still need to work on getting them on the same page so they can stand up to Edgestone. There's power in numbers, and both families are facing the exact same problem.
I agree. So we need to get them to come together as a team.
Yeah.
Is your family participating in the bake-off?
No, they're scared of your grandmother.
Great. I have an idea.
The Crawleys return to the inn. Guests sit around a flickering fire as they step inside.
How could Eddie sell to them?
They made him a good offer.
There you are. Did you win?
Yeah.
You don't look like you did.
Edgestone Resorts is buying Eddie's pub.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And they're just going to tear down the entire building and put in one of their cookie-cutter resorts.
There's plenty of time to worry about this later. Bake-off is tomorrow, and I need all hands on deck for my Bush to Noel.
I'm on it.
Lexi moves toward the kitchen.
My first year running the inn, we had a really slow season. I was afraid we were going to have to close. But guess what? We pulled through. The Crawleys always do.
Mm-hmm. They hug.
It'll be okay.
I know.
That's the thing to do when life gets hard. Bake something really good.
Tim and Sandra kiss. She walks toward the kitchen and Tim stares off into the distance. Julia wrestles with a power strip.
All right. And this one.
In the kitchen.
Lexi, could you go get those utensils? Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Thanks.
I'll start on the dry ingredients.
Julia secures a plug in the strip. Lights blink. The lights go dark. She cheers.
Okay. Uh-oh. That's not good. They might come back on.
Tim enters the kitchen.
Well, it's the entire inn.
Oh, I told you there was one too many electric things in the yard.
Those things are going to win us the Best Decorated Business Award.
Not if they short-circuit our power, they're not. We're hosting the bake-off tomorrow.
I'll get the backup generator running, cover the guest rooms, then I'll call the electrician, have him out here first thing in the morning.
But what about my Bush to Noel?
Can you just make it tomorrow before the bake-off?
This dessert requires time, patience, and precision.
So no.
Found some extra candles.
Oh, we need much more than candles to bake.
Why don't we just use somebody else's kitchen? Who else would have the space we need this time of night? The Masons.
Is she suggesting we just call him up and ask to use their kitchen?
Well, Dad did Bill a favor by giving him a heads up on trivia.
I don't know. This is different.
Doesn't the generator cover all the guest rooms, so the guests will be fine, and there's a night clerk on duty if anyone needs anything?
Son, I have to do this. Edna Harrington and I agreed that this bake-off would be the final say on who is the superior baker.
He frowns.
Fine. I will call them.
Julia offers him a candle.
Merry Christmas, welcome.
Merry Christmas. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Thank you very much. You guys, you're with me. Lifesaver.
This is great.
How much space do you have?
The normal amount. Does that work?
Okay, yes. let me help you with that.
Thanks.
Don't be so surprised. I'm actually not a bad guy.
Never said you were.
Ryan looks at Julia.
Power outage?
Yep.
Do I ask?
Nope.
Okay.
They work together in the kitchen.
This is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Hey, well, what exactly is a Bush de Noël?
It's a rolled sponge cake, filled and frosted with chocolate buttercream.
Oh, that's a Yule log cake, then.
Bush de Noël. Our ancestors were French.
I'd say it seems complicated to me.
It is. I mean, that's why it's going to win.
You know, I think we've got this covered if you guys want to do something else.
Did you show Mr. Crawley the new pool table?
Wait, you got a pool table?
Yeah, the customers love it, yeah.
Dad, you've been talking about getting a pool table for a long time.
Yeah, you two should play.
You don't need us here?
No, I think we got it. Mr. Mason?
Get the impression they want us to leave. Yeah, I'll show them the pool table.
When did you get a pool table?
You don't belong in here.
It goes faster if you whisk it up higher.
Oh, actually, given the separation of the cream, it's more flavorful if you alternate.
She stares.
Fun fact.
All right.
Hey!
Chef's got to taste as he goes.
All right. Mmm.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
Tim racks up the pool balls. Bill offers him a mug.
Here, try this.
Huh.
He takes a sip and grins.
I'm not usually an eggnog guy, but this is delicious.
Huh? Right? Well, special ordered.
Well, it looks like business is going well.
Yeah, very well. You?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. I can't believe they got to Eddie.
Yeah, tell me about it. I guess Edgestone had to look elsewhere after I turned them down.
They made you an offer?
Yeah.
Us too.
Bill stares in the distance.
You worried?
I don't know. You?
Yes, actually. I don't get what's so great about these big fancy resorts.
Exactly. I mean, they're all the same.
Cookie
cutter, no character. At least our inns reflect the flavor of this town.
Exactly, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You know what you're gonna do?
No. You?
No.
Grandma hands out cake at the Crawley Inn.
If you like it, don't forget to vote. Enjoy.
Merry Christmas.
You're gonna love it.
Man, I'm already so full and we still have half the samples left.
I know, I should have paced myself.
Did you try the hot chocolate cupcakes?
No, I've been too busy with these cream horns.
Okay, I'm done.
You're done?
It's all you.
Okay.
I just wish you'd told us first, Eddie. I mean, a resort like that could put us out of business.
I was thinking it might do the opposite. It'll bring in more tourists. The more tourists, the better for all the business here.
Have you signed anything yet? Is this a done deal?
No, I just got the paperwork.
Hey, Al, what are we talking about?
Just discussing the sale.
Hey, more hot chocolate, anyone?
Thanks.
I'm going to get some.
Did you know about this?
Well, I knew that Kevin Howard had been spending more time here, but I didn't know that Edgestone officially made an offer.
This changes a lot.
I know you're both concerned, and I get it, but a big hotel like this may allow for growth. Besides, these days, people expect a lot out of their lodging.
Like a spa.
Yeah, or a gym.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Ooh, excuse me a sec. Melanie just put out reindeer tarts.
Bill and Tim scoff.
100 years. Just like that, it could be over.
Julia wraps her arm over Tim's shoulders.
Hello, everyone.
Sign, bake off.
I don't know about y'all, but I am full. The votes are in, and I have the winners of our first Crestridge Centennial Christmas Celebration Dessert Bake Off. Oh, that is a mouthful. And our first place winner is the Crawley family's Bushman
Grandma waves her hand in the air.
Actually, we had some help. So technically, it's the Crawley Mason family.
Oh.
Bush de Noël.
The families stand together and smile widely.
Well, other than Edgestone coming in and trying to ruin our town, you'd say that was a pretty big success.
I'd say we make a pretty great team.
Slips into his arms.
There's a step there.
I missed that step.
You did miss that step.
They gaze into each other's eyes.
It's a shame this is just for the centennial. I think they should do this every year.
Well, then I would have to come home for Christmas a lot more often.
Or maybe more often than that.
She smiles.
I would like that.
They kiss.
Jules, never mind.
They separate as Lexi turns away.
Is that your sister?
That was my sister.
Okay.
I should go.
Take care of it.
Take care of it.
Good night.
Good night.
He slowly releases her hand and steps away. Julia smiles brightly. She goes inside. Lexi waits in the doorway.
Were you and Ryan just... Are you guys a thing? I have to take this. You're not getting out of this. Hey, Melissa, what's up?
Hey, sorry to interrupt your vacation.
No, it's okay.
I just wanted to let you know Thompson's back, and he just called a meeting with the partners tomorrow.
He did?
Yeah, this could be it. I mean, I don't know
if they're going to discuss the promotion or anything, but I just wanted to give you a heads up in case they call.
Okay, thank you. Let me know if you hear anything else.
I will. Bye, Julia.
Talk to you soon.
She looks at her phone, smiles, and shakes her head. Voting booth.
I hope you had a great day. Merry Christmas.
If you need any celebration recommendations, you let me know, okay?
Oh, if you like peppermint and hot chocolate, make sure to stop by Jamie's for amazing peppermint hot chocolate. 50% off if you tell them Lexi sent you.
And don't forget to vote for your Christmas Grand Marshal.
Mom, your favorite, wreath making.
Oh, well, luckily we have enough wreaths at the inn, thank you.
No.
What?
You can never have enough wreaths. Let's do it. I'm down.
Thank you, Grandma.
You're welcome, dear.
It's beautiful. You're right, honey. Sweet little baby pine cones.
I'm going to go get you a hot chocolate.
Honey, you're right. Those are lovely.
Wow. You can make your own wreaths. That sounds fun. I want to give that a try.
Julia walks toward Ryan.
Oh, look, it's the Crawleys. You guys care to join us?
What perfect timing. We were just saying we were hoping to make a wreath.
Yeah, well, please just go ahead and join us.
Can I get your chair?
They sit.
Thank you.
So, Tim, you have any experience making wreaths?
I majored in wreath making. You?
Oh, yeah, well, if I weren't an innkeeper, I'd be a professional wreath maker.
So, no clue?
No clue at all.
Now, does a wreath have to be round?
Yeah, I have the same question.
I think that is just a garland.
You think I'm going to go with a garland?
I love a good garland.
I'm going to go see if Grandma has silver ribbon.
Ryan stands and follows her as she goes.
Real quick, before you get into your ribbon thing, something I wanted to ask you.
Ask away.
The dance is tomorrow night, and I was wondering if you'd like to go with me. Now, before you say anything about our families not getting along, I want you to look over there and look what we've accomplished. That is all our efforts right there. That's hard to do.
I was gonna say I would love to.
He raises his eyebrows.
Huh. Okay. Pick you up at 6?
Preferably on a horse and sleigh.
Like a one-horse open sleigh?
I'm kidding.
No,
obviously.
I think I can make it happen. We're centrally located. People like that.
And we have dining options for our guests, which is more important.
Let's go see.
They return to the table.
So, what's going on?
Well, with Edgestone coming in, I was just saying, more likely than not, only one of our inns will survive.
I agree. And it will be ours.
No, it'll be ours because we are in Crestford first.
First? By 1 month, and only because you took the property next to the railroad station.
We bid on that property fair and square.
We have way more rooms.
Ryan has a lot of new ideas. He wants to add a gym onto the place, so...
This is ridiculous. It's all speculation.
You know, it is ridiculous. Because if one of us is going to close, it will not be the Mason Inn. I think we better go.
No, we're going.
Dad, I'm sure we can work this out.
No, I know how he feels. And he has always thought his inn is better. Well, I guess we'll find out whose closes first.
Fine.
Bill and Tim walk away.
Honey.
Ryan and Julia sit alone at the wreath-making table.
That went well.
Maybe we're kidding ourselves. This rift is too deep.
So close.
Very close.
Salon for tomorrow?
Yeah. But it's probably best if I just meet you there.
He nods.
Hey, here's a wreath for our sleigh.
He holds a small wreath.
See you tomorrow.
He watches Julia walk away. At the Crawley Inn, Tim sits drinking out of a mug.
Dad.
Julia walks into the room and sits next to him in front of a flickering fire.
This is our home.
Yes, it is.
I can't lose it.
You won't.
I might.
He looks down, then looks back at her.
4 generations have survived. And now some resort can just take it all away?
Dad.
She places her hand on his arm.
Maybe it's time I just face the facts. Stop running from reality. We don't stand a chance against an Edgestone resort.
There has to be another way.
Nothing you need to worry about. You've got a good thing going on in New York.
Look, just because I don't live here anymore doesn't mean this isn't my home.
Being back here, it's made me realize this will always be my home. We can't lose it.
He wraps his arm around her as she lays her head on his shoulder. Festive lights sparkle and a bonfire blazes outside the inn. Julia types on her laptop inside. She pauses to read a document. She gets up quickly and heads to the Mason Inn. She steps inside and looks around.
Hello?
Bill peers over the stairs.
Is anybody here?
Hello?
Hi!
Julia.
Is Ryan here?
Yeah, he should be in the kitchen.
Do you mind if I go back there?
No, that's fine.
Thanks, Mr. Mason.
Bill, please, call me Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
She smiles. Ryan stands in the kitchen making a sandwich.
Hey.
She walks toward him.
How did you get past the guard?
Friendly smile.
Which you do have. Do you want a sandwich?
No, I'm good, but thank you. I have an idea that I think could keep Edgestone Resorts out of Crestridge, but it's a little out there, and I'm gonna need your help to make it work.
Go.
I went and talked to Eddie. I looked over the contract. If we can outbid Edgestone, they have no claim.
Well, I don't know about you, but we don't have enough to buy the entire strip.
We don't either, on our own. So I was thinking, what if our families go in on this together?
I'm sorry, you want our families to buy our property together?
Yes, I do.
And what would we do with it?
We would turn it into an upscale hotel. Together, we offer everything that the resorts have, a spa, a gym, a restaurant, but with the family touch that the Masons and Crawleys bring.
We could convert that second floor to some more rooms, maybe add another level, take advantage of the view.
I like this.
The back wall goes, get more amenities there.
And that is brilliant.
This could be that place that tourists are looking for when they come to Crestridge and they want that more luxurious accommodation.
Exactly, and if they want the family experience, they can stay in one of our original inns.
Yeah, and it's a win-win.
Right?
However.
He grins.
Okay, let's say, hypothetically, miraculously speaking, our father set aside this feud and they joined forces to buy this hotel and they outbid Edgestone. What's to say that Edgestone is not just going to go buy up another property and put their resort there?
Gives us time to implement this.
What is this?
I got this idea from Cape Cod's newest law that blocked one of our clients. It's an amendment to the town zoning laws. It requires every business obtain a permit and a site plan approval from a board made up of local business owners. That way, if any corporation tries to come in, our town has a say in it.
Oh, you're good.
Do you think we can sell this to our parents?
We'd have to convince them that it's worth it.
I was thinking we could bring it up tomorrow night at the dance. Everyone's going to be there. It's neutral territory.
Okay. I'll come up with a business plan, maybe a budget.
And I will write up a contract that shows it's an equal partnership.
You know, before you walked in here, we didn't have as much work.
The snow glistens under the sun. Julia sits on a bed typing on her laptop.
Hello?
Julia, hi. I know you're home with the family, but do you have a second?
Yes, of course. Is everything okay?
Very much so.
I'm calling with good news. We want to offer you the senior associate position.
Her eyes widen.
That is incredible.
We love the work you were doing last year, and we think you would be an asset to our senior level team.
Thank you.
It was a hard decision.
But your skill set and your ability to think outside the box solidified it for us.
Thank you so much. I really wanted this.
Now we're going to hit the ground running with the chain store account on January 2nd. So we would love it if you get back a little earlier.
Maybe right after Christmas to start getting things in order.
Sure. Yeah, that shouldn't be a problem.
Perfect. Congrats. And I'll see you soon.
She looks at her phone, then blinks her eyes. Women pose for a photo with Santa. Couples glide across a dance floor. Julia strolls into the dance wearing a long red dress. She catches Ryan's eye and he smiles and waves. Her dad approaches her. He sees her looking at Ryan.
You like him, don't you?
I do.
He puts his arm around he and give her a gentle hug before walking away. She moves across the dance floor toward Ryan.
Wow.
She stands next to him.
You look beautiful.
You look dashing yourself.
I try.
They exchange smiles. She lowers her gaze. He sees their parents across the dance floor.
So when you want to do this?
I think we just wait for the right time.
You missed your sleigh ride.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Crestridge Centennial Christmas Celebration Dance! During our first celebration back in 1919, locals and guests alike would gather together for a dance. And tonight, we bring back this tradition.
Ryan and Julia share a glance.
But before I let you dance the night away, it is time to announce our Christmas Grand Marshal, a person who exemplifies our town's values and the spirit of Christmas. So without further ado, this year's first Crest Ridge Christmas Grand Marshal is Lexi Crawley!
Lexi beams at Frank's side.
Woo! Come on up!
She joins the mayor on the stage and accepts a trophy.
Thank you so much. I have lived in Crest Ridge my entire life, and I firmly believe there is no better place on earth, especially to celebrate Christmas. And Christmas isn't about awards, it's about family and who you share it with. So I share this with my family, the Crawleys, and of course with all of you, my Crest Ridge family. Thank you and Merry Christmas.
Frank smiles and joins in the applause. Lexi stands next to him.
Congratulations.
You're a worthy opponent.
Thank you.
They shake hands. The Masons congratulate the Crawleys.
This might be a good time.
Yeah, I think you're right.
They walk toward their families. Julia hugs Lexi.
Congratulations. Ryan and I have something we would like to talk to all of you about.
We have a proposition for you. You just keep an open mind.
Their families look at each other with raised eyebrows and nod their heads. Couples glide across the dance floor as the families stand talking. Ryan and Julia watch them.
Well, they're all talking about something.
It wasn't a flat out no. They even asked to see a business plan.
That's wonderful.
I know.
She beams at him, then looks away when he looks at her.
Would you like to dance?
She nods.
Okay.
They move hand in hand to the dance floor. They face one another. She wraps her arms behind his neck as his arms encircle her waist. Their foreheads touch as they dance.
You know, if they do say yes, what do you think about sticking around town? You could have all kinds of lawyer things to do.
She lowers her gaze.
I got the promotion.
He looks into her eyes.
So I'm going back to New York the day after Christmas.
He nods slowly.
I'm happy for you.
You are?
He smiles gently.
You're smart, you're talented, that would be crazy not to promote you.
She lowers her gaze.
I want you to know that being home and spending time with you.
Me too.
They tighten their embrace as they dance. Julia gazes over his shoulder. Bill pulls into the driveway as Ryan sweeps snow on the inn's walkway.
Ryan, it's Christmas Eve. Take a break.
He pauses and looks at his dad.
I could use the distraction.
So, just got back from talking to the Crawleys.
Oh boy, how'd that go?
Well, it actually went pretty well. We're going to do it. We're going to buy Eddie's property together and open up the Mason Crawley Hotel. Actually, he wants to call it the Crawley Mason Hotel, but that's clearly a terrible name. So maybe we'll call it the Crestridge Hotel, just to play it safe.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, the business plan that you and Julia showed us, well, they were so strong, we just couldn't say no.
I don't know what to say. That is great. It's fantastic. You know, if it's okay, I would love to discuss maybe the possibility of me running this venture.
Huh. Really?
Yeah, I mean, this is the opportunity I've been waiting for. You know, I knew I could take a place like that, make it a state-of-the-art destination hotel, and also keep the traditional customer services and the personal touches that we've put on our end.
Bill crosses his arms and nods.
Well, it's funny because I think I just said that exact same thing to Tim, that you'd be the perfect person to oversee this whole operation.
He blinks.
You did that?
Bill nods his head and smiles.
I know it doesn't seem like it sometimes, son, but I do listen.
They hug.
I'm proud of you, son. Come here.
That's great.
Yep. I heard Julia's going back to New York, huh?
Yeah, she is. She got the job that she wanted, so.
Well, I know you two are getting close.
Feud's over. That's great.
That's right. I'm sure we'll get in some scrapes in the future, but we both care about the community, and if setting aside a century-old feud is what's best for our inns and for the town, then so be it.
Yeah, so be it.
Ryan smiles weakly. He stares blankly as Bill walks toward the door. At the Crawley Inn, Grandma sits reading as Julia sets packages under the tree. Grandma watches her as she looks up at the tree.
You look lost in thought.
It's just so peaceful here. I don't think I really appreciated that when I was growing up.
You don't appreciate much of anything when you're young. That's one of the best parts about growing up. You grow wiser.
You told me to be careful not to get my heart broken.
I did.
And I thought I was.
She looks down.
I always knew I would be going back, that this was the job I wanted. And now it's the thought of leaving here that makes my heart break.
Grandma smiles and closes her book. Julia sits next to her.
Our family and the Masons are going into business together. And that's all thanks to you. This Christmas, you did something that no one else in this family has ever been able to do for generations. Bring us all together.
Thank you.
They hold hands and Grandma kisses her forehead. Sign, Crawley Inn, Christmas breakfast. Tim wears a Santa hat and sets out coffee.
Hey, partner.
You made it.
Are you kidding? For years, all I've been hearing about how amazing your Christmas breakfast is, and now I'm finally invited.
Hey, I am happy to hear both of you are buying Eddie's land.
Yeah, so yeah. Are we.
Yep.
And I'm really excited to see how you decorate next Christmas. The two of you got tons of votes for best decorated business.
So, who won? You can say. Go ahead.
They look at the mayor.
The bakery.
What?
They used actual crystals to refract their lights through. I'll announce it in a bit.
Worry on that one.
Yeah, you can't really beat real crystals, I guess, huh?
Nah, no, you can't.
Yeah.
But you came pretty close. Gave me a run for my money.
Yeah. Your place looks great, too.
Well, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Tim.
They shake hands.
Mind if I join you?
Frank sits with Lexi.
Good morning, Grand Marshal.
Well, it's a big job, but someone's got to do it.
But seriously, congratulations. You earned it.
Thank you. After breakfast, I'm going to go deliver all the toys I collected. I could use a hand.
I would love to.
Tim, where's Julia? She didn't leave, did she?
No. Oh, you just missed her. She had to take care of something, and she told me to give you this.
Ryan opens a note and reads it. Text, meet me at Eddie's pub tonight. Julia, he nods.
Thank you.
Sandra hugs Tim. Julia walks on the sidewalk gazing at the festive lights surrounding Eddie's pub. Ryan approaches from around the corner.
So, what do you think of the Mason Crawley Hotel?
I think you mean the Crawley Mason Hotel?
No.
He smiles at her.
Missed you this morning?
I had a few things I needed to take care of.
Gotcha.
I wanted to meet you here because this is where you first got me thinking about what really matters. About how life is more fulfilling when you see the impact you have. And I see what we were able to do for our families.
It's pretty special.
So I called my boss and I told him that I'm not taking the promotion.
She holds his hands.
I have decided to open up my own law firm right here in Crestridge. Helping our families made me realize that this town could use a good attorney. And the best part is I made partner right away.
You're serious?
She gently nods.
You want to stay here?
I do. There's something about this town that just makes me want to stick around.
He swallows and looks into her eyes.
Maybe some indefinable quality you just can't put into words?
No, I could put it in words.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
My family. A job I can truly be proud of. And you.
They share a passionate kiss with the Christmas lights shining behind them. Text, the end.